American magic performer Harry Houdini died almost 100 years ago, but his name is still known around the world. Many people consider him the greatest magician and escape artist of all time. Houdini's real name was Erik Weiss. He was born in Budapest, Hungary in 1874. His father was a rabbi, a Jewish religious leader. The family moved to the United States 2 years later. Young Erik loved show business. At the age of 9, he called himself the Prince of the Air, as he performed on a swing high above the audience. But Erik always dreamed of becoming a magician. One of his favorite entertainers was a French magician named Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin. Erik took his last name, changed the pronunciation, added an I, and began calling himself Harry Houdini. At first, he performed many different kinds of magic. But in 1899, he decided to spend most of his time working on escapes. One of his most famous tricks was called the Chinese water torture. His feet were locked together and he was lowered, upside down, into a large glass container filled with water. A big piece of cloth was then placed in front of the box so that people watching the show could not see how he did the trick. Several minutes would go by. Just when everyone was sure the great Houdini had drowned, the cloth would drop. And there stood Houdini on the stage, out of the water, and very much alive. Harry Houdini was also famous for escaping from handcuffs. He said he would give $100 to anyone who could lock him into a set of handcuffs from which he could not escape. During his long career, he never had to pay the money. Harry Houdini enjoyed a long career as a magician and escape artist. He wrote books and performed in movies. He became the most famous magician in the world. It all came to an end on Halloween, October 31st, 1926, when Houdini died. A few days earlier, he had been performing in Canada when a college student and fan asked to meet him. The student wanted to test Houdini's claim that he could be hit in the stomach without being hurt. The student suddenly hit Houdini hard several times. The magician did not have time to prepare himself for the hits. This caused Houdini's appendix to burst, releasing poisons that killed him soon after. Harry Houdini was 52 years old. I'm Katie Weaver.